Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tempter Day Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were December corn up 0.75 cents, December wheat up 0.25 cents, November beans up 7.75 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar on contract highs up over 99 cents. The metals are sharply lower. Gold's down $18. Silver's down 45 cents. Crude oil's down 72 cents. But obviously, we're going to be focusing on the grain stocks that come out at 11 o'clock this morning. You know, they're looking for big numbers, almost a billion bushels in the beans and 2.428 on the corn. You know, certainly well above last year, but nothing that really hasn't been discussed out here. So I'm guessing that with the colder weather coming in, the heavy rains, the snow in Montana, the cold weather in the Dakotas, I think the pros are going to look to buy a lower reaction to the report out here. But in the meantime, we did have a sale in corn. I think it was 125,000 metric tons of corn. It's 120,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Obviously, we didn't see any Chinese buying. Apparently, the president is, or not the president, but the trade rep and the Leitzinger and Muchen are going to meet with the Chinese on the 10th and 11th, try to hammer out some kind of deal. It seems like a long shot to me, but you know, I still think the market's poised to move higher. I'm hoping we can get something a little bit friendly from these stocks numbers, but we all know that demand has been down in ethanol. The bean exports have been down. So I think that it's a hard sell to say that this report's going to be friendly, but I think if we have a knee-jerk down reaction, the pros will look to buy it. Last night was the beginning of the Jewish New Year, the old saying around the grain markets, sell Rosh Hashanah, buy it back 10 days later on Yom Kippur. Like I said in my email last week, I'm just not sure that's going to work this year. But it may be on some traders' minds out here. But as we move on here, we've got the colder weather. We'd like to see some Chinese buying. So hopefully we'll get something bullish that can really turn this market higher. We should be getting more harvest pressure over the next couple of weeks. So that'll be a little bit of dampener on the grain markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.